106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Moran, our Mountain Insider at Tanya Faubert. Accolades everywhere for Kenmore Uncorked. That big food festival in April last year was nominated as a finalist for Event of the Year at the Canadian Tourism Awards. And this year, it's a finalist as well. 2 years running for a little Kenmore event to be nominated nationally like that is pretty amazing.
It won in Alberta for Event of the Year in its first year. Now, getting nominated for another award 2 years in a row, thumbs up, kudos, pats on the back, and high fives to everyone involved in that festival. That goes all the way down to everyone who works in the restaurant industry in Canmore, the servers, the bussers, the dishwashers, the chefs, and the managers for taking part in this event because they were busy. Yeah. That is hard work. They had record numbers of sales for that week in April, and that's exactly what we're doing. We are spurring our economy, and Uncorked is about enjoying food and drink, and we certainly did, and everyone who went out and ate, you were part of the success too.
I think we've got a decent shot at this. We're up for Event of the Year against the Canyon Lights at Capilano Suspension Bridge Park for North Vancouver, BC. It's just a bridge. Who cares? Whatever. And the Ness Creek Music Festival in Big River, Saskatchewan. Ness Creek, who's ever heard of that? Kenmore Uncorked is the shoo-in. I'm just trash talking right now. I'm talking big. But I think we've got a shot anyways.
Especially because as an event, it has grown. There's a lot of focus and energy and excitement. The fact that we have such a commitment from our food and beverage industry to be part of this and make it an amazing experience for people means that we're going to win.
The awards will be handed out on December 2nd. Best of luck to Kenmore Uncorked and Tourism Kenmore.
They don't need luck because they're going to win.
Exactly.